Now, I want to turn in Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, great epistle of Paul to the Christians there. We're going to break into the reading in verse 14 of this particular passage. And he says, "For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you may, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now on to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." A text tonight can be found in the verse 20. The Apostle Paul utters these words: "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." And what do we have here tonight from this verse? It's our God. Our God is able to do great things. This is the truth that's found here in the words that is found in the Apostle Paul. One particular man said this: when God is about to do something great, he starts with a difficulty. When he's about to do something truly magnificent, he starts with an impossibility. And what this man was trying to get through to everyone was this: our God is able. Our God is mighty, and our God is all-powerful. He is able. That's the teaching here from this verse. May we know, we're here tonight, every one of us, saved by the grace of God, that the Lord is able to save. We ask ourselves tonight in this meeting, why is it I'm in the house of God? Why is it tonight we're reading his word, singing these hymns? Because he's able. And the Lord saved you and I by the mercy that's found in Jesus Christ. He saved unto the very uttermost all that come unto God through him. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. And we know tonight he's able. He's able to save the very uttermost. He's able to deliver us from our troubles. You only have to read the Bible. You'll find there are many of the children of the Lord in great trouble. Some in serious trouble. You could think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There seemed to be no hope. They were cast into a very furnace. But the Bible tells us over there in the book of Daniel, he's able. And that's what they told Nebuchadnezzar. Listen, our God, he's able. He's able to get us out of this. Well, I'm sure Nebuchadnezzar thought, these people are mad. They're going into the fire. They're going into the furnace. But those men said, I want to tell you this. Our God's able. He's able to bring us out of the fire. He's able to deliver us. In Psalm 34, verse 19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And he is able. But here we find that the Apostle Paul is speaking about God's divine ability in the place of prayer. He's praying, because verse 14 tells us here, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Apostle Paul here, he's in the place of prayer. And I say to you, he's on his knees. He's on his knees before God. He's praying to his Father in heaven. And he says this, that God is able. God is able. Have you ever been in that place? Maybe you say, no, you don't know my difficulties. I don't know them. You don't know the problems I'm facing. Have you been on your knees? Have you been in that secret place before the Lord? Have you brought these words? I hope you will after you hear the sermon tonight. And you said before the Lord tonight, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we asked or think. He believed in a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. And he's saying here at the throne of grace, as I said earlier, he's on his knees. And he's on his knees before his God. And he says he's able. We'll be coming to pray very shortly. I hope you'll come with the same faith the Apostle Paul has in his heart. God is able. Maybe you've forgotten that before we even looked at the sermon. We can nearly maybe stop tonight at the text and say, well, let's pray. Let's seek the Lord tonight around the throne of grace. I've heard enough. No, let's start to pray. No, we want to look at the sermon first. Our God is able. He's able. I want to say a number of things about this tonight. I want to speak about the expression of his ability that we find. Because the Apostle Paul expresses his belief this and the mighty power of God in the place of prayer. Notice how he expresses it in four different ways. He's able to do. Now, this is wonderful. How confident is the Apostle Paul in God's divine ability in the place of prayer? He's able to do. And I have no doubt, these were great words of encouragement to the other Christians in Ephesus. They had their troubles. They had their trials. They had their problems. And they were reading these words. He's able to do. He's able to do it. Don't be fearing. Don't be fretting. Don't be troubled. God is able to do it. Remember this, the Apostle Paul also not on his knees. He was in some prison cell. He was in chains. He was in bondage. You know, it's wonderful when we have all the freedoms and we're sitting here lovely and comfortable tonight in our church, and we'll go home to our lovely comfortable homes and say, you know, our God is mighty and God is able to do it. But when you're in chains and you're in a cell and in a dungeon in darkness and all of those things, are we able to say God is able? Maybe, as I said earlier, maybe some tonight spiritually speaking, tonight in a cell, in darkness. Well, you can still say it with your heart tonight. I may be, but God is able. He's able. He's able to do it. I notice another phrase he uses, and I nearly think perhaps he's saying to the children of the Lord, I don't feel you're listening. I don't feel you're hearing my voice. He's able to do, but he didn't stop there because he uses another word. He's able to do exceedingly. Exceeding. And this is a very interesting word if you looked at it in the Bible. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse 3, and it says, beyond their power, beyond. And the word be above in this particular verse as well, it's the same word. He's able to do exceedingly beyond. Are above. In other words, he's really up for the task, our God. He can do beyond. He can do exceedingly. He can do above. And the Apostle Paul, in the expression here of God's ability, he hasn't even stopped, as if the people is not listening. And he wants to get this truth right down into their heart. He's able to do exceeding, and then he uses another word, abundantly. He's using another term to introduce or to teach or to show that divine ability of God. He's able to do exceeding abundantly. Well, that's a word that means superabundant. You find that word in the Bible. Sometimes it's translated in these ways. I'll just quote them to you. Mark 6, verse 51, beyond measure. In Mark 12, verse 40, the Lord Jesus is speaking, and here's what he says, greater damnation. But see that word, greater? That's the same word as abundantly. Over there in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 7, talked about the words overmuch. That is the same word that he's using here to these people. He's able to do exceeding abundantly. God has this ability, the ability to answer your prayers. Not that he just do it, not that it's exceeding, not that it's abundantly, but he goes on, above all that we ask or think. He can answer in such a way that you'll never think was possible. That you can ask or even think. This is the lesson he's saying here to this people. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we asked or think. God can do it. Our God is able. Wouldn't it be good for you the next time, or I'm preaching to myself tonight as well, wouldn't it be good for us? We're coming to pray very shortly, but even in your own private devotions at home, wouldn't it be a good time when you go down to pray to God, you brought these words with you. You're able, Lord. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. You're able to do it. The devil has told us God can't do it or God won't do it. But we come to this text as an encouragement to my heart, and I trust tonight to all of our hearts. He's able. And he's able to do it exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Our God is able to do it. If you have a problem at home, whatever it may be, electrical fault or plumbing fault or whatever it may be, and someone says to you, I know a man can do that. Oh, right. I tell you, I know a man who's able. And he's able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all you asked or think. You would say, hold on a minute, that's the man I want. That's the man I want. I want a man who's able, I can trust, and one who can help us. Here's the expression of God's ability. He's able to do it. What is it you're looking? What is it you need? God is able to do it. We're coming in prayer to a great king. Here he is. He's on his knees, as I said. He's talking to his God in heaven. Remember these words in the place of prayer. John Newton said, thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. We're coming to a great king. He's able to do it. He's able to do it. Sam Gordon said, or asked the question, have you ever limited God? Well, I think we all had to put our hand up tonight and say, yeah. Have we ever posed a question, can God? Have we ever doubted God's ability? Have we sat down and wondered and said to ourselves, there's nothing more he can do for me? And if we have, here's what he said and summed it all up. He says, our God is too small. But I'm glad our God is able. In Psalm 78, verse 41, yeah, they turned back and tempted God and limited. They limited. The Holy One of Israel, their God, this great and mighty God, was their God, but they limited him. It says, God cannot do it. But our God is able. And if you learn nothing more tonight but this text, Mr. Cook, when he used to teach us in preaching in the college, he says, if you get a good text, that'll be all right. It'll help you out. Maybe the preacher might be great in that text. But if the text is a good text, people go home with the Word of God. Our God is able. You leave the meeting tonight, you say, my God is able. He's able. He's able to do it exceedingly abundantly. Above all, that even I could ask or think tonight. He's a God of mighty power. So we have the expression of God's ability. Yeah, I want to reach on. I don't want to take up the prayer time. I want to speak about the evidence of his ability. You know, it's very easy to say these words. Well, can we prove it? Is God able? As you read through the Bible, this book that God has given us, is there any evidence? Is there any proof in God's word that he is able? There are many instances. How long have you got? How long have you got tonight in the house of God? Well, we could be here all night. Showing example after example that God is able. That he is able. Take, for instance, the historical evidence. Remember the Apostle Paul, that tells us in Acts 22, verse 3, that it was a man who sat at the feet of Gabriel. That's a Jewish teacher, taught him the Holy Scriptures. And no doubt, No doubt great stories from the Old Testament was implanted in the very heart or the very mind of the Apostle Paul as he sat at this learned doctrine and learned the Word of God from him. No doubt there are many evidence. We can think of the children of Israel. Apostle Paul knew all about that. That's mentioned over in the book of Acts chapter 14, how they were brought out, how they were brought out of the land by the power of the blood of the Lamb. And then the Bible tells us that they're entangled in the land. Pharaoh says, listen, they're entangled. They're closed in. The enemy is behind them. The sea is before them. There seemed to be no way out. But what is the truth of the Bible? Our God is able to bring them out. And everyone in this meeting tonight, I'm sure for those who's listed in on the internet, you know the story well. He rolled away the sea and he brought them right through. And the enemies drowned in the very depths of the sea. Our God is able. There it is in the Bible. Who would have said? Who would have said God is able? There seemed to be no hope for this people. They were hemmed in, surrounded by the enemy. Yet God opened up a way and he brought them through. And here's a great lesson. When there seems to be no way through for you, child of God, tonight, God is able to make a way. God is able to make a way to bring you through. To bring you through. Someone has said, got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things, though impossible. He does the things others cannot do. Have you anything tonight going on in your heart and on in your life that seems to be impossible? Our God is able. God is able to bring you through. Then you can go right through the Bible. The city of Jericho, you think you're in Joshua chapter 6, the city was shut up. Seemed impossible. Impossible that these men would ever take the city. And yet God tells them to walk around the city once, and then on the seventh day they were to walk around seven times, blow the horn and shout. And they shouted and the walls fell down and they took the city. You see, our God is able. They trusted him. Any walls in your life that need to be taken down? Walls of depression, division, defeat, discouragement, despair. Remember, God is able. One writer says we're not to think that where we see no possibility, that God sees none. That God sees none. I can say when I went over to Isle of Man and you looked at the work and you thought, oh, I don't know what's going to happen this week. I thought I would preach to Colin, he would preach to me, and the wee woman would be playing the organ, and maybe one or two, I thought, this is going to happen, or perhaps it'll be prayer meetings. And these things would happen. And you maybe thought there's no possibility of people coming in. I've done door work before now, the man. But you know, God saw a possibility. And he saw a possibility I didn't see. I had to confess that. I'm just human. And our God did great things. I had to say that tonight. You can go right into the book of New Testament. Peter in prison. Seemed no hope. But God is able to bring him out. And God brought him out. So we can go on and on and on. Historically, we can see that God is able. And Apostle Paul knew this. He knew it. And you and I have the Bible. We are privileged people tonight. We have the Word of the living God in our own mother tongue tonight. And we can read the Bible. Example after example is brought before us. And we can see that our God is able. He can do it. He did it for his people. Paul knew it historically and personally. Did God save him? He was a hardened man. He was, what I mean by that, he was hard against Christ. Hated Christ, hated his people, hated the gospel. But God was able to save him, and he did save him. And the Lord delivered him many, many times in his ministry. He knew his God was able. He had all the evidence in his heart. And I'm sure tonight in this meeting, there's a child of God somewhere in the loft of your heart. You have personal experiences. How God took you out. How God delivered you in your Christian walk. I have them in my life. I have them. We'll not go into them. But we all have them. I'm not just speaking about getting saved. But through our life and through our trials and through our troubles, God brought us through. We all have them. If I asked you tonight, will you stand up and tell yours? We're not going to do that. But nevertheless, we know he is. We have proved them. We've read about it. We've read about the history of Northern Ireland, the great mighty power of God. And then even in our own hearts, we know that our God is able to do these things. Our God is able. Oh, listen about the experience of his ability in this text in verse 20. Sorry, I've just turned away from that passage. And it says here, "They unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according." Notice the words, "to the power that worketh in us." Here's the experience of his ability. Here's the power of God working. Where? He's working in us. He's working within our heart. Here's an experience that's spiritual. This is a spiritual experience. You can see there in verse 16, he prayed in his prayer that you might be strengthened with might. Notice the words, "by his spirit in the inner man." He wanted these men to be strengthened. And notice here, it's a spiritual strengthening. He didn't say, "I want you to be strengthened and you better join the gym." There's nothing wrong. There's some people go to the gym and build up their muscles, and that may be there. It's not the way I operate, by the way. But nevertheless, he wanted them not to be strong physically, but spiritually. Spiritually, he wanted to be filled with the Spirit of the living God. This is something that the Spirit of God alone can do on our hearts. Being convinced that he is able by the flesh is not enough. It is God working in our hearts and to show us that he is able. Remember in Daniel 11, verse 32, it says here, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." Here's the experience of this ability. It's God working within us. We pray, "God, send thy Holy Spirit. Give me the power of the Spirit of a living God. I want to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to serve him. I want to walk with him." Is that your desire, child of God, in the meeting tonight? Then we need God's Spirit to lead us. Now we'll be able. Able. As experience, not only to link with the Spirit, but also with the Savior. Look at verse 17, "that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith." Not a wonderful thing. I'm glad tonight the Lord Jesus is living in my heart. I say that when I preach around missions, I tell people, take the world, but give me Jesus. And I sometimes I look at Carl, I don't know why I've ever done this one, but if I have, I do it tonight again. I say, would you part with the Lord Jesus Christ for anything else in the world? Would you? For all the money in the world, all the possessions of the world, all the gold, all the silver in the world, would you part with Christ for the world? Not a bit of it. Not one bit of it. Take the world. Begin with Jesus. And here's a wonderful, wonderful thing, child of God, tonight. We come to the place of prayer. It's in my heart. God hasn't left you. The devil's a liar. He's left you. Christ has left you. Christ says, "I will never leave thee or forsake you." The Lord Jesus is with his people. And with the Savior so near, he's so near, and he's so near every child of God, we can say, God is able. God is able. I want you to lay hold upon this tonight. And I trust you have the experience of this great truth. My God is able. He's able. I want to speak about the encouragement of this ability. If it's true God is able, this should greatly encourage the people of God. And I have to say, over the years, God's people need to be encouraged. I need to be encouraged. We all get cast down. We need to be encouraged. Well, we're encouraged here. And we're encouraged not, and I say this in a spiritual, not to surrender. How often the devil has come to all of our hearts and he said, put the flag up. It's pointless going on. It's pointless working with the children. It's pointless in your Sunday school. It's pointless in the open airs. It's pointless in your outreach. It's just pointless going on. And give up. But if my God is able, we're not giving up. We're not giving up. We want to die with the boots on. Is that right? That's the way we want to finish. And we're not going to surrender. Elijah, that mighty, mighty man of God under the tree, he says, Lord, it is enough. Take away my life. And if you've never been under that tree, and I'm sure you have, by the way, one day you will be. We're not in the business of putting up the flag. We're in the business of going on with God. For God is able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask nor think. And if you're going to drop down on your knees and pray these words to God, you're able to do it, Lord. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's able to do it. Remember the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4, and I love this verse, when I say I have to do something that's difficult. And we do get those difficult, difficult tasks. I find them, I face them, and you face them. And I said, I have to face them, but I have to do it. In Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that's what I say. I can do this. I can do it. My God is able, and he's going to make me able. Our God is able. So we're going to press on. I hope you have that spirit in your heart here in your keel in the work of God. You're going to press on. He's able. And also in relation to surrender and to supplicate. As I have said, pray. He says here that ye asked or think. I remember the Lord Jesus, right, turning to it, Matthew 7, says, ask and it shall be given you. We're going to pray. We're going to keep on praying. And we're not giving up at the throne of God. Some of God's people, they give up in the place of prayer. They stop coming to the prayer meetings. And the prayer devotions at home get smaller and smaller and smaller. But our God is able. Get into the place of prayer, child of God, and tell God he's able. Forgive me all my sins, Lord. Forgive me for my fears. Forgive me for my faults. Forgive me for my disbelief. Lord, I forgot you're able. So let's pray. As I said already, I'm encouraged by this text. My God is able. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So I say to you tonight, child of God, this is encouragement in this text. God is able. I don't know your situation. I don't know your problems, but God does. But he's able. We have a great and a mighty God. I proved that to myself in a small measure colony over in the Isle of Man. And we looked around the area and I visited the area and knew what was happening. And God, he did exceedingly above all we could even ask or think. And there was maybe about 13 people overall, not really linked to the work. Some have been in maybe occasionally at some time, but generally speaking, didn't really come to attack, who came into the meetings. And I thank God he did exceedingly above all that I could even ask or think. See how the effect of this truth in his heart, not only did it encourage him, look at the effect. On verse 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Notice, God is to be glorified personally unto him. You know, all glory goes to the Lord. Anything we ever see done, we cannot touch it. We cannot touch it. It's nothing to do with ourselves. And if we see people saved, the glory goes to Christ. If we see increase in the work of God, the glory goes to Christ. Unto him be the glory. Because notice, it's him that's able to do exceeding above all we could even ask or think. It's not that we do it. He uses us, the mercy of the Lord, to do these things. So the effect, personally and publicly, notice what he even says, in the church. We need to glorify Christ in the church. Unto him who is able, let's glorify Christ here, even in the church. And notice, continually, throughout all ages, world without end. You see, the Apostle Paul is saying these simple truths to all of us tonight. God is able, let him be glorified for all ages. All ages. Now, is God glorified in the way you and I behave? Is he glorified in our faith? As I said earlier on, back to where it began, limiting God. Let's not limit God. Let's pray tonight. We're going to come to a place of prayer one after the other. And let's seek his face. And let's pray. And tell God, Lord, you're able. I want you to do it. I want you to do it in Kilkeel. The Lord needs to come to this to Kilkeel. Needs to come to the Shankill Road in our next mission. But our God is able. So let's look and pray to him tonight. I trust tonight that you've been encouraged by the Word of God. And I pray you'll always remember these words. Underline them in your Bible. And you always turn to them. When you're in a difficulty, it says, Lord, you're able. And the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly. Above all that we asked or we think. May God write his word upon our hearts tonight. Thank you.